Riggs and Alley, rewind.
Good morning. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Today is Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen. It's Tuesday.
And you know who needed that? Me.
Yeah.
In fact, I need that every day.
You know what?
I don't know what day it is.
You know what? I don't think people care so much about the time check anymore as much as they care about the day check. What the hell day is it?
Well, I mean, no, because there are people driving right now who have to be somewhere, surprisingly.
Right. Yeah.
It's the ones like us. Like, we're working from home, and I still don't know what day it is. We're still working, and I don't know what day it is. I mean,
yeah.
I can't imagine how everyone else feels.
Not only is it Tuesday, you guys, but it's the last day of March, in F March. I'm so sick of March.
Amen.
I'm done with March. March has been the longest month ever. Usually January is like a bitch, right? January is long and drawn out with the snow and everything. This year, no. March takes the cake as the worst month ever.
Well,
unless we're waiting, it's going to be like, hold my beer.
Oh, don't say that.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. April is going to be like, hold my beer. But just so you know, just because people are still at the store. So yes, it is going to be that way in April. And I'll leave it at that with my theory on that. However, the worst part of this, have you forgotten? Was that for the first time ever, spring break was canceled, okay? I mean, let's talk about this for a second.
Well, not according
Nobody
to some of the
spring...
some of the idiots
right.
in Florida.
You're right. Some True. People didn't cancel spring break. You're right.
Florida but didn't get year? The memo.
They did not.
No, wait, Allie, didn't you have plans to take your kids to Florida for their spring break this year?
Actually, Gibbons, are you trying to trigger me? Because I didn't have plans. They had plans to go, and I was going to stay
that's
home,
right.
and it was going to be awesome.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Dude, it's okay. They were
relatable.
Grandpa's. Totally relatable.
Yeah.
They were going to go to Grandma and Grandpa's. Allie was going to kick back for a week. Yeah. Guess who's not going to Florida? My kids.
Screws them.
Well, it's almost been a week since Governor Evers put in the safer at home order, right? That went into effect last Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
And yesterday in West Dallas police were called to a business that was still operating in violation of this order because it says non-essential businesses can remain open. So grocery stores, pharmacies, automotive places, convenience stores, essential businesses, banks, even hospitals. But the Hobby Lobby in West Dallas was still operating, fully functioning.
Stop it. Wait. Stop
Hobby Lobby was
it.
Still, yes, because they were confused.
Oh, Hobby Lobby, you dum-dums. That's why you're closed on Sunday, too. You got no clue, dude.
When I need yarn and needle art, where do I go? Hobby Lobby.
And when
right
you're,
now,
you're locked inside, you got all the time in the world.
Yeah. When I need overpriced decor for my home, I go without a coupon to Hobby Lobby.
Hobby Lobby's like a poor man's linens and things.
Actually, I love Hobby Lobby, but this is just stupid.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know why they would still be open. This is ridiculous.
So authorities in West Dallas said they've responded to a few other complaints of businesses operating when they're not.
They're
like,
putting everyone else at risk.
There's a vape shop open over by me, you guys. Vape and tobacco shop. I was like, do we really need to vape that much during a pandemic situation? I don't think so.
Hey,
no,
Brad needs
to hold off on our vaping.
Brad needs his cotton candy juice.
He's got to blow his root beer douche cloud.
Riggs and Alley.
It's Riggs and Alley.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Alley Rewind.
Hi.
Hi.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Alley.
Is not allowed to start a GoFundMe for Joe Exotic from Tiger King on Netflix. Sorry.
No, bro.
What was she thinking doing this to begin with? Is what I don't understand.
Publicity, maybe getting a little bit of spark in some controversy.
Well,
because I guess if you think about it at the end of the day, what did Joe Exotic do? He murdered some tigers, right? He hired someone to maybe murder someone.
What did
he do? He had a country music career.
He paid someone to kill somebody, okay? That's what he did. He gave somebody cash to kill somebody. Watch it if you want to know the whole story. I'm not telling anything on the air.
That's
but
the best.
She's still alive. She's still alive, and he did it with charm and charisma and eyebrow rings,
whoa,
you guys.
If a murder-for-hire plot goes bad, or I mean, actually goes good and it doesn't happen, if that's the case, that person should be innocent. If the person doesn't die, the
not innocent,
kill him.
Not innocent, but maybe loosen the strings a little bit. It's Joe Exotic.
Oh,
he's bringing
God.
The country
Look.
Together during a global pandemic. Times are dire, you guys. Maybe
Tiger
he's the hero
King.
We need.
He's not the hero we need. In fact, he's the only hero we need on Netflix for trash TV. I am all about Tiger King on Netflix, but let me tell you something. Cardi B went on. She did GoFundMe for him because she felt bad for him and felt like it wasn't fair. Quite frankly, all of them from that should be in prison, quite frankly, is my whole theory on it.
Yeah.
No, really. Like, I put them all in for all the crap they've done. I couldn't find one clean person in that group.
Right.
Let's be real.
No. Nope.
So Cardi B goes in, but maybe that's why Cardi B liked him. You know, she maybe does come from the streets. She's like, I can relate to this.
True.
So she starts the GoFundMe, and then people were like, what the hell? And then she came back and said, I was just kidding. I do love Joe. I think he needs better legal representation. Talking about Joe Exotic.
Just kidding.
But says she wasn't really serious. She said, you know, just kidding. So whatever.
Well, by the way, if you love Joe Exotic and
Corona,
Tiger
Corona.
Coronavirus.
You gotta check out.
You gotta watch Cardi B on Instagram to hear the coronavirus.
Coronavirus.
Coronavirus. Coronavirus.
You gotta check out the next show on demand, The Wild and Wonderful Whites of West Virginia.
What?
Well, that sounds boring. What is this you're telling us to
it's
watch?
It's just as white trash as Joe Exotic, so I hear.
Sign
the
me
wild
up.
Wild and Wonderful Whites of West Virginia. It's about some
Gibbons.
Backdoor
rednecks. We already have Dog the Bounty Hunter. We don't need Riggs to tell us about another trash
true
TV, dude.
Fact.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
March is finally over,
thank
you guys.
God.
What?
Bye, March.
Yeah.
You're not sad to see it go, are you?
March on.
Bye.
It's been a pretty weird month, man. Very weird.
You think?
Coronavirus. Taking over. I don't know if you know this about my mom. My mom works in healthcare, so she's literally on the front lines of all this that's happening. She works in South Carolina at a hospital. She does x-rays and CT scans. So if you ever have a broken arm or you need something done, so like a muscle or a certain part of your area, need a CAT scan, she does all of that work as well.
Which she would be essential because it's CT, not like if you have a broken arm, you can wait a week and go. And
right. Yeah. Give me CT, not CAT scan.
Well, you know how like a lot of healthcare workers are like, well, if this isn't essential, like you don't need an x-ray today.
Right.
But if you have a broken limb, you're screwed. Yeah. You got to go to the hospital.
So she has to take extra precautions, obviously, working in healthcare. She works in x-rays. So you have to come in to get an x-ray done. Then she has to clean and sanitize and bleach the entire room, the entire machine, bring in a patient, even if they're not coronavirus related at all, because the hospital still has to operate for other people that don't have coronavirus symptoms. People still get in accidents. People still get injured. So she has to wipe it down. And it's just, it takes her extra amounts of time, right? For this whole
process. To do the wipe downs, you mean?
The wipe downs, yes.
And after every person.
Yes. And it makes sense in the precautions that she has to take. But what happened the other day blew my mind. A woman came in who was 100% symptomatic of COVID-19. Like, she had the shortness of breath. She had running a fever. She had a dry cough. She was wheezing. She was
so she comes in to see your mom
sick
to get an x-ray, though? Not or what's
see
the
my,
story?
Not to see my mom, to see somebody else that knew my mom that works with my mother.
Oh, got it. Okay.
And essentially, she says, I don't want to get tested for COVID-19.
Why?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Nobody knew the answer? And so nobody knew the answer to that?
No, because she didn't want to get tested for it. My mom was like, why did you, this woman came in and she was saying that she had literally all of the symptoms. Why would you come in, A, putting everybody at risk, yourself, all the other people that you're seeing, that you're in contact with on the way into the hospital?
Yeah.
But now you're seeing people like my mom. If my mom has to give this woman an x-ray, she's putting her at risk. Like, don't go out at all. If you know you're sick, it's obvious
that's the
you're
thing
sick.
If you don't want to get tested, because I don't really know why are people afraid to find out they have it. I mean, I would want to know so I don't go out and infect people, like you said.
Yeah.
But I can't really understand why this woman went in there and didn't want to get a COVID test if she had all the symptoms. And not to mention, they're offering her one when they're hard to find.
Thank you.
Exactly.
So she wanted to go. Did she want them to say she didn't have it? I have so many questions.
She did too.
Pissing me off. Text to 71037.
Yes, if you're a healthcare worker, you've encountered any stupidity. The other thing that my mom said that she wanted me to share with people, just as a healthcare worker, some of her nurse friends were talking about gloves and masks and how people are wearing them in grocery stores and supermarkets and things like that.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
And she said, masks are not going to protect you from anything. Masks are for if you are sick and they stop you from transmitting, because the mask stops your droplets, which can carry the virus, from going onto other surfaces and other people.
Wait.
The mask stops that if you're sick. if you aren't sick and you wear a mask around, it's not going to protect you. If you touch your hand and you get the virus on your hand and you touch your face, you're still going to get it wearing a mask or not. The mask isn't going to protect you from getting sick at the end of the day.
Oh, also, I thought the mask was going to help you because if you're near an infected person, then you're not going to get anything around your nose and mouth, which is how you would contract it.
If you're a healthcare worker, absolutely. But if you're just, you know, Bart walking down the grocery store aisle and picking
something. It literally doesn't matter?
No, it doesn't matter. If you're afraid of getting sick walking down the grocery store,
well,
no.
I don't have a mask, but I would think that wearing one would be an extra kind of line of defense if you really wanted to. That's why I don't judge people.
Well, what it's doing now is it's putting a burden on the healthcare community that needs them for actual legitimate reasons to keep the healthcare workers on the front line protected from the virus and from other sicknesses and illnesses.
Riggs, somebody texted in and said some people are even lying about their symptoms in the ER and exposing everyone. Ugh.
Because people are nervous to get tested because they don't want to test positive.
Are you crazy? I would want to know in a heartbeat.
I would too.
So I would feel better about the fact that I'm not going anywhere.
Right.
To me, it's like the people that don't want to know want to keep going places, and that's not the way this works.
Yeah. Thank you.
Once again, Mama Faith's coming out, and I got to lecture the class. See, I'm getting triggered. Here we go. From Riggs's mom, just trying to do her job.
The other thing she said was about gloves, like people that are wearing the gloves out in public. She goes, you realize when you touch something with gloves, and you get something on the gloves, you're still taking that from the gloves to whatever else you're touching next. So why don't you just not wear gloves, save those for people that actually need them, like the masks.
Yeah.
The same thing, right? Because it's better just to wash your hands off. Why would you wear gloves? You're just going to get it on your hands or your gloves. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
Straight up.
71037. You got healthcare workers. Maybe you are a healthcare worker. Something happened with you. You can always text to 71037. We're thankful for each and every one of you guys out there on the front lines, putting yourselves at risks, putting your families at risks. God bless you. It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi.
Hi.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so I can't even believe we have to tell people this, not to return things right now when they bought too much, because nobody wants your filthy hands on anything right now.
Let me have your goods that you've handled. Oh, is this a PSA for my wife?
Yes, it is actually.
Good.
It is a PSA for your wife. Didn't you say your wife wanted to go return something the other day and you were like, we're not leaving for that?
Yeah, let me go wake her up real quick because I think she needs to hear this.
Well, listen to this. We already knew Costco had denied doing any kind of return right now. Costco, though, has been ahead of the game, and I'm going to give them props for that.
Yep.
I have gone to numerous stores, and that's the only one weeks ago where local people told me they were wiping down carts like E-Rigs.
I told you that.
The only store for the past 2 weeks I've heard them doing that. I still go to stores, and they're not even doing it or keeping things stocked. So
you know why?
Props to Costco. Yes.
Costco is prepared for the apocalypse. That's the apocalypse stock-up store. They've been prepared for this for years. Years. Costco knows what's up. They're like, people are going to come one day. Something's going to happen. We don't know
it's
what.
True.
And need gobs and gobs of stuff. We need to have a plan. And this is their
Riggs,
plan.
Costco thought it was the Duggars. And then they learned, oh, no, it was not the Duggars that kept you in business. Okay.
Nope.
It was so not. But yeah.
Doomsday preppers.
Costco had already said no returns right now. If you bought too much, that's your own stupid problem. However, Trader Joe's joining on the bandwagon and saying, hey, we're not taking, you know, anything back right now. No returns. Yeah. They had to put signs up and change their whole policy because people didn't seem to get it. They're like, if you bought 18 packs of chips, too bad.
That's
you can't
on
bring
you.
Them back.
The other
so
thing about
Costco, Trader Joe's, and other stores all kind of joining on. What's that?
Costco has a ridiculous return policy. I've had friends that have bought plants from Costco that the plant died the next year. My friend didn't have a receipt but had a Costco membership, took it back to the store and said, this thing died. And they went, no problem. Right. Here's your money back.
What?
Like,
that's not the only one. That's not the only store that does that. You know who else does that? Because I've experienced it. If we're going to talk about places that take returns years later.
Yeah.
Bed Bath & Beyond, baby.
What?
My stainless steel trash can. They have a, you know, if it breaks and you got it there. My stainless steel trash can, I think, broke after maybe 8-9 months. I took it in there. I didn't know what they were going to say. They didn't even ask for, they just switched it out. They took the old one and gave me a new one.
That's
swear
awesome.
To God.
That's great customer service.
And
right
I think
there.
They might have been able to tell on my credit card, but like, honestly,
right.
Awesome returns stuff like that is amazing.
So you hear that? I'm going to go wake up my wife. She's sleeping upstairs. Don't return things right
no
now.
No returns.
Stop.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind, you know, in case you missed it the first time.
Gibbons apparently has been playing hot dogs and donuts on Tinder. Virtual hot dogs and donuts.
Oh, you have?
Okay, kid you not.
Wait. Okay. Go.
Today's Tuesday, by the way, so it's Quarantinder Tuesday.
Quarantinder, because you're not allowed to go out with anyone new, which sucks.
Bro, in the last 72 hours, I've almost gotten myself in trouble twice, okay? First, this girl hit me up. A girl I was talking to, I talked about last week, the girl who had the pain fetish, right? So she hits me up and goes, let's go for a walk. We can keep our social distance while it's nice out and just go for a walk. And dude, I almost went. Almost, but I said, you know what? I can't do it. I have to social distance and be a good boy. So I was proud of myself, right?
Okay.
And then
the hot dog was pissed.
The hot dog was very angry. Dude, he is hungry.
He gets angry, but you can take care of him on your own.
Mm-hmm.
You know how to eat a hot dog. You can take one down on your own, right?
Yes, I can. So then we get to yesterday, and this was like, I came so close to getting myself in deep, deep trouble. This girl reaches out. She sees my Facebook story, and she reaches out. She goes, hey, I just want to say hi. And I went, hey, how are you? Just a normal conversation. She goes, I'm good.
What was on the Facebook story?
Something stupid with me and my mom. And she was like, I love your mom. Okay. Whatever. Inconsequential. So she goes, what do you have going on today? And I'm like, I'm very excited. I just did some pajama laundry, so I got new pajamas. She goes, I need to do some pajama laundry too, because right now my pajamas only consist of see-through booty shorts, and I'm sure my neighbors love me.
Oh my gosh.
So I see
these
that as
women.
I see that.
It's so funny as a woman listening to the things women say to like manipulate you guys. I love it.
Okay,
continue. Women
funny,
are cracking up listening.
And men are going.
And men are biting. That's
men
the thing.
Are going,
you guys are such suckers.
Yeah, and the men are going, tell me more, Gibbons. What did you say?
Seriously,
next?
Yeah.
She
so, said, hey, go
she
ahead.
So
she goes, my neighbors must love me. And I go, I wish I was your neighbor. And she goes, if you want to drive by, I'll put on a show for you. I got a big open window. And I go, where do you
These
live?
Chicks are thirsty.
I go, where do you live? And I'm thirstier than any of them put together. And then she tells me she lives in Waukesha.
Well, yeah, you're a dude.
Waukesha.
So I do the Google map.
Come on.
And I'm like, a 30-minute drive there, it's going to be 60 minutes round trip just to see a Hooter. I'm going for it.
For something you can Google for free. Oh, you're going.
You can totally Google for free, and no offense to her, but the Googled stuff is going to look better than any of ours.
Yeah,
I mean, let's be real.
But the Googled stuff...
You're going to find all the fakey fakes.
But the Google stuff is not meant personally for me. So I get myself...
Oh, mentally you like it better because it's a real chick.
Uh-huh.
It's not a virtual chick, Allie. Because although he could sit in a bathroom or somewhere with a phone and have HD quality, he'd rather drive over and look at donuts from afar. Why would you look at donuts... through the window? Why would you just go donut shopping?
You heard the new rules. Drive-through only now.
Drive-through donut shopping?
I get bundled up.
Drive-through donuts.
Bundled up. I'm about to leave.
Wait, you got bundled up and you were going to get in the car and drive to Waukesha to see her?
She was going to get naked, Allie.
Gibbons.
Let him finish. Hold on. Let him finish the story in a second. All right.
Go ahead.
By the way, how are you managing on Tinder? If you are on Tinder, is the thirst out there?
She was really going to get naked. What the hell?
Text to 71037. Tell me what happens next. Hold on.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie on Quarantinder Tuesday. We just got a message on our Facebook page from a guy named Evan that said, the thirst is real on Tinder right now. Chicks are ready to go. That's what he says.
Bored.
Yeah.
Well, no, but can I tell you a secret?
Please.
Are they really ready to go? Because let's think about when we didn't have a quarantine and that girl you thought was ready to go, you kept messaging her and telling her, let's go out. Remember all those girls?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That just want attention?
Uh-huh.
Now is the perfect time for women to get it because you don't have to go out with any of them.
Uh-huh.
Don't ruin the fantasy, Allison. Jesus.
I'm sorry, but it's so... the quarantine is perfect for the chicks on Tinder because half of them won't go out with anybody.
You can text to 71037 if you're on the Tinders or the Bumble or... What are the other ones? Farmers
Hinge.
Only. Hinge.
No, I said it was funny because I see the same dudes like over and over. Like you match with the same people on like multiple you know, like I'll match on Hinge and Tinder, and I'm like, this is getting weird. That's because you have different profiles.
Right. Do the same guys use the same pictures across all the profiles?
No, which makes it even better.
Ah.
Because if you match with a guy on Tinder and you go to Hinge, you're like, oh, look at here. Look at all the new shots of you I didn't see on Tinder.
God,
oh, this is what you look like. Oh, okay, I'm good.
You guys, this is fascinating. As a married dude, I can ask about dating stuff. I can get the chick's perspective from you, Allie.
Well, and
I can get the guy's perspective from Gibbons.
Yep.
Since I'm single, I can say whatever I want right now, right?
I know. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So I don't care.
Gibbons was just telling us a couple minutes ago. Catch us up really quick. You were messaging with a chick who wanted to show you her donuts.
She literally said she was wearing her pajamas that were see-through boy shorts. I said I was jealous of her neighbor. She said, drive by and I'll give you a show. And I was dressed up. I put my shoes on. I put my jacket on. And I was ready to head out the door.
I'm so happy. I don't have daughters. I would kill them.
And then Mama G goes, Ryan, where you going? And I'm
Yeah, that's right, because you live with your mom.
My mother lives with me, Riggs. Don't get me started. My mother lives with me, and you know it. Okay?
I just wanted to catch up anybody who may be tuning in differently during the quarantine.
Gibbons, not everybody knows you live with your mom.
People don't know that.
I wish you were both here in the studio so I could punch you both, but I digress.
But we're not,
hey,
so shut
what,
up
Gibbons,
and tell your story.
But we're not. Guess what? She's not going to be in front of you either. I know you wish she was there, too.
Damn it, I hate when she's
Same idea. But anyway, guys, so you're
Allie's
getting ready to drive.
Allie said that right into the FaceTime camera.
Yeah.
Gibbons.
Oh,
very
I looked
up close.
At him real close with my big eyes and said, ha ha, sucker.
Yes.
So,
All right, so Gibbons, so you're going to drive. Mama G says, where are you going? Then what happens?
I'm totally honest with her. I'm like, there's a girl 30 minutes from here who wants to show me her boobs, and I'm going to go there to see her boobs, Mom, because I have to see her boobs. And she literally folds her arms like a mother and goes, Ryan, if you want to get out of this house, you got to get past me. And you know there's no way you're going to get past me. And for about that long, I thought about trying to get past her, and I said, she'll kick my butt. There's no way, and I just gave up. I messaged a chick. I said,
you said what?
I'm 33 years old, okay? I'm messaging a chick that I can't go and see her flash me in front of her window 30 minutes from home because my mother won't let me. While we're locked
story
inside.
3 weeks ago. It wouldn't be as funny. Wouldn't make any sense.
It's true. The quarantine is hysterical. And the quarantine, I'm telling you.
Quarantine C-block.
It's a chick's dream on Tinder for all the attention we're getting. I'm telling you.
Man, the
worst. What is your experience been about that? So you can text us to 71037. We'll read your text. We can even take your calls to 799-1037. Anything to distract you from being quarantined.
If you got any tea about Gibbons, we'll take your call.
Yeah, that too, please.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Thank goodness, March is finally done.
Yeah.
I remember thinking April Fool's Day is so far away.
Oh, yeah, April Fool's Day tomorrow.
It's tomorrow. Okay.
Let's do a Hell to the No, huh? Shall we? Shall we?
Yeah.
Hell to the No. What's something that happened that made you say Hell to the No? I made one trip yesterday, you guys. One trip for one thing. And one thing only. I went to Meijer.
Yeah.
I wanted to get one single kettlebell because I want to do my home workouts. I got to get some exercise. And I needed like a 30-pound kettlebell.
Yeah.
And I knew
the gyms should let people rent equipment. I know that'd be a real pain, but just throwing that out there in the interim. Go ahead.
So
but anyway, where were you?
So I plot it out. I look at the map of the store online. I know exactly where the fitness area is. So I park to the left side of the building on the home side. I walk directly in. I sanitize my hands right away with a little squirt. Go back. No exercise equipment. Picked over.
That's what you get for going out for something you could have bought online, Riggs.
Thank you.
How about that for hell to the gnaw?
Hey, I looked online. It said I had to wait like 2 weeks. It's the same thing as like the pickup step.
So he goes to the store and thinks he's going to find him there.
I thought I'd find it there. No, I did not.
Riggs.
It was stupid.
Riggs.
Don't be stupid, you moron.
Made a beeline right out of there immediately.
How about that text we just got? Did you guys see that text we got to 71037?
Oh, yeah. What did we know?
I don't know if it's a guy or girl, but it says, to get you guys as fired up as I was, had a friend message me last night that she's having people over this weekend.
What?
What would you say to her? I told her she's stupid. Yeah, she's stupid. She is stupid.
Bro.
You did the right thing.
Yeah,
don't get on those bandwagons. Lead the way and tell them not to do that. It's not responsible, and you're setting us all back. End of discussion.
You know what? It sucks. It's I want to meet with friends too. You think I don't want to go hang out with Allie and Gibbons? I want to go have shots with my friends.
Yeah.
You think I don't want to go see my mother in South Carolina who I haven't seen? You do think I don't want to go see my grandmother who lives in Indiana who just had knee replacement surgery and she can't go see anybody? My grandmother's in her 70s. I can't go drive and see her right now because I'll put her at risk. Yeah, it sucks, but I'm not going to do it because I'm not going to put her at risk or other people at risk. You could do the same thing. Oh my God, I almost swear to me. I'm sorry.
One more time, a little bit louder.
Hard to do these days.
For the people in the back rigs.
Stay the F at home, please.
Says the guy who went to buy a kettlebell. I mean, this is hard to do right now, Riggs.
Hey, he flipped.
This is hard to do. This is hell to the gnaw in a nutshell, man.
No, but that was me going and doing one beeline activity. I'm not having people over and congregating. That's a completely different thing.
Talk amongst yourselves for a second.
Okay,
I think it's different things. Talk amongst yourselves.
I don't know if I really think it's different. I have to be honest. I mean, I don't want to go there, but I got to go there. This is like
you can.
That was an online purchase, you know?
Riggs.
I know, but I didn't want to wait 2 weeks for it.
But you're telling them. You're telling the people who don't want
to
wait to get together.
Okay, you're right. You're right then. You're right.
You could get it.
I should have done that. You're right.
You got to exhibit patience. You could have gotten it on Amazon for $35, so you had to wait 2 weeks, but you could have gotten it and you would have potentially saved lives.
All right. No, you're right.
Instead, you went to Costco and you risked not only your life, but the lives of everyone else in there.
You're right.
Just to walk through and walk out again, Riggs. Look what you did, you little jerk.
Jesus. Now this turned around to
be me. Go buy a bag of oranges and start lifting those, man.
Just large
creative.
Oranges.
Creative.
No. Dishwasher detergent or laundry detergent. Those big ass jugs.
Cat litter.
Chris Hemsworth was doing that on Instagram yesterday. I could totally do that.
Well, yeah,
but then
Amy
again,
Schumer's
I have to go out and buy those, and I can't go out anymore.
Oh, this guy!
Damn it.
Come on!
Always
man.
Comes back to that. Always comes back to that. You got a hell to the no. You can text to 71037 or call 414-799-1037. It's Kiss FM. Damn it!
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie. Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so Cardi B decided to start a GoFundMe, which we talked about yesterday, for Joe Exotic from Tiger King. I mean, seriously.
Oh,
like,
man.
Seriously. I don't know why she thought this was going to be okay, but she did. And, of course, people were like, why are you helping this guy? He's in jail for murder for hire and 90 other things that are not okay.
Yeah.
So I don't want to give away the show on Netflix. That's just the premise of it.
You exonerated him right there with your words, Allie. You said for hire, murder for hire. He didn't kill anyone.
Knock it off.
He didn't. He didn't kill anyone. Maybe a couple tigers here and there, but you know, he didn't kill any humans. He didn't.
Stop it.
He brought the world.
He only gave money to someone to off somebody. Come on,
Riggs.
Yeah, $3,000. I mean, you heard them. Who pays someone $3,000 to kill someone? If you're going to pay someone to kill someone,
right?
Offer way more money. It's not $3,000. I'm not hiring a Walmart or an Aldi hitman. Come on.
Listen, fair enough. But Cardi B started this GoFundMe because she was like felt so bad for Joe Exotic after she watched it. I don't know how you leave Tiger King feeling bad for anyone, quite frankly. I thought they were all losers.
Yes.
I was like, every single person on this cast can go to jail for all I care, except for the guy with no legs, and you know who I'm talking about.
Exactly.
That guy was cool. And everyone else, you suck.
And the lesbian chick who missed her arm that went back to work 5 days after she got her arm bitten
off. The one who got her arm taken. Yes, but that's a whole nother. Yes. Props to her as well.
Yes.
So, Owen, do you know what Tiger King is?
Oh, that's right.
I think it's like Lion King.
Oh,
it's
yes.
It's like Lion King? Okay, when you ask an 8-year-old who just walked into my bedroom, what do you think Tiger King is? He said it's like Lion King. Okay, that's if the kids ask, it's just like Lion King.
Well, if Simba was a gay, redneck, gun-toting tiger trainer, then absolutely.
Do you know, he can't hear you, Riggs, so I'm loving hearing you right now, and he has no idea.
No idea.
I can hear you through the
head. Never mind.
Never mind. Earmuffs.
Oh, God. I'm going to press the button. We got to go. Bye.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. Riggs and Allie. So if you had to describe your lockdown situation the way it is right now in three words or less, what would it be? 414-799-1037. You can send us a text to 71037. It would be different for the three of us, I think, because, you know, like Gibbons is living with his mom, so.
She lives with me, Riggs, and you know that's a fact.
That's his three words. She lives with me.
That's four words.
Oh, wait, that's with, four. Sorry.
Lives
she
with
lives
me.
Me.
There you go. Lives with me. Lives with me.
My three words to describe it is screw this ish. I don't know. Is ish a word?
It is now.
It is now.
Mm-hmm. I put Netflix, alcohol, and snacks.
Oh, you came up with like things.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I only got three words. Doesn't have to be a phrase. It just has to be three words.
Okay. Well, that just shows how differently our brains work right there.
Three words.
Pulling back the curtain, yeah. That's hysterical. Riggs is like Nintendo.
Uh-huh.
Cooking.
PlayStation 4, pizza rolls, and Pornhub. There you go.
What was Gibbons then?
Mine. What was yours?
You guys already know this. It's super simple. Three words. Mom's drunk again. Because you guys, okay, I don't know how the hell this.
Three more words. So yeah. Is Gibbons.
Oh, I wish. I will go home, get home from work at like 10:15, where mom is on the couch, totally lucid and totally fine. In the 15 minutes that I will then take the dogs out to go potty, I come back in. I don't know if the broad's taking shots or what in between, but she is tuned up and ready to party the minute I get home.
Yeah.
And then
she
I have to join her.
She doesn't have a job.
She doesn't.
She's drinking her feelings.
She's climbing the walls.
She's drinking her feelings, man. Yes, she's like everybody else at home right now. They're like, what else am I supposed to do but have a cocktail?
Or five.
We're getting text to 71037. People are saying, I'm still
Time
working,
six.
Still at work. A lot of people are still working, going to work.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Rope gag submissive.
Yes.
Sounds like a 50 Shades of quarantine. 50 Shades
okay,
of quarantine.
That person wants it to be like that. That's some dude living in a fantasy right now.
Oh, yes.
He's like, if only my wife knew these were my three words.
I've got a hot chick in my mind who's sending that text going, I'm just looking for a little fun. See, that's how our minds, again, we think differently.
That's why it's funny being a chick. Because you know that guy's not getting it. That's what's funny.
Someone else texted into 71037, boring but blessed. There you go.
That's fair because I know it's like you don't want to be like, when I say things like, you know, F my life. It's technically, you don't really want to say that because you're lucky you don't have it.
Uh-huh.
You're healthy. I have a house to sit in while I'm quarantined.
Yeah.
I still have a job.
You still have heating.
Uh-huh.
But screw this ish, okay?
Food? Yes, exactly.
I think
screw you, Corona. There's my three words.
My favorite text that we got in, three words, simple. I'm essential, bitch.
That's right.
Straight
damn
up,
right.
Homie. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for whatever you're doing that is essential. You can text to 71037. Your lockdown situation in three words. Any three words. It's 103.7 KISS FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
We're asking you to describe your lockdown situation in three words. Somebody sent us a message. Thank you, Tito's.
Yeah, buddy.
I thought those were good for three
That's
words right there.
That's a hysterical three words to explain it.
Delivery every day. Not bad. Somebody who's doing a lot of Amazon and priming. Quiet. Mm-hmm. TV and alcohol. Clearly somebody without children.
Kids gone crazy. Another text. We got the 71037.
You ain't kidding. How about get out now when I scream to my kids to go play outside with like three times a day?
Go do something. I've heard you say that on a myriad of occasions to your kids. Go do something.
You know what I hear nonstop? The three words I hear over and over?
Entertain yourself?
I'm bored, Mom.
I'm bored.
I'm bored, Mom. Yeah, whatever.
You know
I'm
what?
Bored
you
too.
You can hit them back with three other words. Do some work, because they've got homework to do, damn it.
Pay some rent.
I did.
A job.
I said,
quit
take
off.
Out trash.
And did they?
You see?
Yeah.
See, you don't want Mom to start a list. Price is Right? Is somebody really watching a bunch of Price is Right, loading up on some Price is Right during the coronavirus?
Come on, man.
Yeah, right.
I can't believe the Price is Right is still on.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you could do Price is Right because it requires audience interaction.
Well, they're playing replays, probably. I mean,
oh yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That's true.
Oh, we got one text of 71037 that was like the icing on the cake. That is three words that everyone should be doing. Safer at home.
There you go.
Safer at home.
That's good.
That's what we should be doing, Dagnab.
I thought you were going to say Hulu and screw you.
Oh,
say that.
Oh my God. People are writing in the nastiest things. I'm getting off the text right now, you sickos.
Oh, Jesus.
Sickos.
Whoa.
Who's writing these things to me?
We got some sick people.
I'm a sick person, but what just got texted in? The sexual thing this person texted in? I'm going to throw up.
Yeah, that's gross.
You are sick.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. But sick, but funny.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so I admit it. We're all watching a little too much Netflix these days. And if you don't have a subscription yet, well, you're just weird at this point. I don't know what to tell you. Yeah. If you don't have Netflix anymore, it was like that time when everybody was getting it.
And
if you don't have it with the coronavirus, I don't know what to tell you.
And if you don't have it, you know someone that's lending you their password, right?
Right. No. I haven't done that in years, though, but Gibbons.
That's the Gibbons life.
I use Mama G's password, and Mama G lives with me, so we're all well and good. Thank you very much.
Oh, that's right.
I remember when I had to change my password again, so my old nanny who stole things from me couldn't get into my Netflix anymore.
Damn right.
Remember that? Mm-hmm. So anyway, that was many nannies ago. But anyway, I digress. All right, so if you saw Tiger King, then you would know that Shaq makes an appearance in it.
Thank God. I've been wondering. Uh-huh.
Yes, we've been dying to know what his affiliation is, because in the documentary Tiger King, you even see Shaquille O'Neal say, "Hey, you know, I'm here." It sounds like he's doing a commercial for him almost.
Well, a lot of the people in these rings, they use these animals to lure like women into them. So they would bring little tiger cubs to a hotel and be like, "Hey, girls, want to come hang out?"
Animals.
Yeah, want to come get a tiger selfie? And people are like, "Oh, of course I want to get that for the gram, of course."
Hold on though. So Shaq, who's in Florida, you know.
Yeah.
Goes to see this tiger farm that Joe Exotic has.
Yeah.
And we see this in the documentary. And he said he went there a couple of times, but he said he had no idea they were doing anything, you know, illegal or this or that or mistreating animals. And he said, "I wouldn't have gone there if I knew that. I was there a couple of times." But he totally addressed it, saying, "I love tigers. I got two more tigers." I mean, I don't know. Clearly he didn't watch it very well, because wasn't the whole point not to keep these animals?
I guess, because there was a...
In your backyard?
I don't know if it's too much of a spoiler, but the alarming thing and the Tiger King, you find out there's more tigers in captivity than there are in the wild.
Yeah.
Which was fascinating to me.
Which is the sick part about it. I don't think that's giving anything away.
More people own tigers privately, that's be it zoos or Joe Exotics or Carol Baskins, than there are that exist in the jungle, in the wild, in the world, which is
sad.
Crazy. Yeah.
Jinx.
Yeah.
Yeah, because none of these people know anything about tigers or how to take care of them.
Right. Right.
Well, let's be real.
I was going to say Tiger King knew what he was doing, but no.
He didn't.
Hey.
Did Tiger King go to college and get a degree in whatever the people at the zoo get a degree in?
No, but you know who did?
Mean, come on.
Who went to the School of Hard Knocks? Carol Baskin. Oh. Carol Baskin, you cool cats and kittens. That's who did.
Make it stop. My God.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie. Rewind.
Social distancing. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Good morning.
I see what you did there.
The rest of your Tuesday. Hope that goes well, whether you're starting it or you got Zoom meetings going on later today.
Well, I'm going to be on Facebook Live here in about 15, 20 minutes on the Kiss Facebook. So if you want to join in, I'll see you then.
And you'll have children clawing all over you in the background, probably.
Uh-huh. Yeah, my kids will probably make appearances. Yeah.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I'm going to need it.
So, show number 881 now in the books. Did you guys learn anything on the show this morning? Huh? I learned something.
What?
I learned something from Gibbons.
Oh? What'd you learn?
Did I say I was going to do Gibbons or Allie?
You said you were going to do Allie.
It doesn't matter. Just tell us what you learned.
It doesn't matter at all.
We can improv
thinking
here.
Too hard right now, Riz.
Doesn't
just
matter.
Pick something.
You're thinking too hard. I learned from Gibbons and Allie both, honestly, that people are thirsty AF on Tinder right now, and some guys have multiple accounts across multiple different dating platforms.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't think that's weird, though.
No?
I have accounts on all these platforms. Why can't they?
Well, you're not a shady dude, though.
She's worse. She's worse. She's a shady chick.
I am worse. That's right.
An honest chick, rather.
I can be on Tinder. Yeah. That's right. I can be on Tinder and Hinge and Bumble and whatever else and have a profile on all three. I don't think that's weird, but I get it. Dudes are weird. Okay, fine.
Yeah, we're worse. We're creepier than you are.
True.
Dudes are just looking for the little hot dogs and donuts action. What did you learn on the show this morning, Gibbons?
I learned on the show this morning that, and this is kind of serious, that the COVID-19 pandemic has reached home in that Riggs' own mother, who is a nurse, is out there on the front lines every day in South Carolina fighting this damn thing. It's just more motivation for me personally, and I'm sure for you as well, Riggs, to just stay inside. It'd be better if you just...
Well, I'm going to take that up a notch.
Unless it's necessary really hit you go by yourself. Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead.
It's really hit home, as we learned on the show today, because they had to shut down Hobby Lobby.
Oh, my God, yes.
In West Allis, which is what I learned on the show today, that apparently some businesses that are not essential, I'm sorry, I don't need a sign for my pantry or a new lamp today, Hobby Lobby shut it down. Uh-huh. These people are not helping,
it's not essential, bro.
They had to go in and shut them down. I cannot believe we're still having to do that today.
Right?
Order your crafts online. Order your yarn online. Have someone bring it to you. So 103.7
Kiss FM. Nobody goes there
for yarn anyway. Nobody does. Nobody does. Catch up with our show on demand at 1037kissfm.com and check our Facebook page in a couple minutes. Allie's going live. She'll recap the show and have a little hangout session. It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.